Hi, this is Nat Metcalf. Flyhawk have developed a unique 3D kit designer that's fully customable. So if you're looking for a new kit for your team, visit flyhawk.com or email info@flyhawk.com with your ideas now.
Nation Player is the easy-to-use, one-stop radio and audio app. Download Nation Player now on the Apple App Store or Google Play. Nation Player, we're on. Are you?
The Netball Show with Flyhawk, raising the bar for netball and women's sport.
It's a Netball Show with Flyhawk. Time to speak to Dan Busfield, Franchise Director, and Lisa McCormick, General Manager of Leeds Rhinos Netball. First of all, Dan, I suppose the importance that Leeds is part of the Super League this season.
Yeah, obviously we were delighted through. Lisa's put a lot of hard work in the off-season and the rest of the board and the guys here at Headingley. We've always kind of obviously bought into the wider concept of the netball being a multi-sports club, I suppose you could say now, with the amount of teams we've got, both through the club itself from elite sport perspective and the foundation through our charity in disability sport as well. So netball's always been a key driver for us, obviously particularly through the kind of women's sport area. Through a long process in terms of the application, finally delighted to get there. And then it seems a bit of a whirlwind, but like you said, the season's upon us. So finally, I guess we can get underway with some actual netball instead of maybe the administration side, which is always, it'll be nice to see kind of the benefit of all the hard work that's gone in.
And we're seeing it more and more these days as well, though, but that almost one club approach, obviously at Nottingham Forest and to some extent what happened at Wasps as well.
Yeah.
Just being able to offer that to supporters of the team, really.
Yeah, it's a real positive. I mean, I think it's a positive for the region. Again, I think it's a testament to the club board themselves and kind of the wider community that, you know, we're embracing different sports and being fully inclusive, as I mentioned, across the range of whether it's women's sport or inclusivity in terms of kind of our wider offer. So, yeah, it's a real positive and, you know, every aspect of the club. We have a club ethos and, I guess, team ethos, one team Rhinos. So, everybody's kind of engaged on that and we push forward together. So, yeah, it's helped us in a lot of areas, obviously, in terms of being progressive with the sport, but also, you know, from a commercial aspect as well and kind of wider engagement, it's really pushed us forward.
I don't need figures, and you're not going to tell me what they were anyway, but I suppose how long the actual process to be part of the Super League took and almost what kind of work went into such that application?
Lisa, do you want to come in there?
Yeah, sure. The process probably was about 18 months to 2 years. We kind of got an indication that the relaunch of Super League was happening, and then there was a lot of consultation with clubs around what that kind of entity would look like, I guess, and making sure that clubs were brought along on that journey. And then once the tender process started, it was probably around about a year from start to finish. So there was a lot of meetings to kind of get our bid together in terms of obviously on the court performance stuff, but also a lot of the behind the scenes around the fan experience at match days, the commercialization element of kind of how we operate and making sure that we can fund the ambition of Netball Super League 2.0, which is, you know, it's a huge undertaking in terms of the difference and the step change that netball is going to go through over these next 10 years in trying to really commercialize and bring more money into the game, which then in result is going to support those athletes better. We've obviously the athletes move into those more professional contracts, which is great to see. There's also a lot of work that was done kind of around the pathway and around community engagement, which is still ongoing. So whilst we've kind of got those licenses and we've been accepted into the Super League, there's a lot of work still being done in terms of how we can bring those other entities along. It's important that kind of those three pillars of netball are kind of connected, and we're working with our, you know, regional management boards and the counties to make sure that's all kind of brought together and everyone's supporting and pulling in the same direction, I guess, to make netball as big and as kind of positive approach as we can.
And the continued partnerships, really, with Yorkshire Netball, Nick Leeds, Rhinos, you're now known as well, they can only be an advantage as we head into 2025.
Yeah, I mean, you know, we want, you know, this, obviously, we've said this before, you know, in the past, that Leeds, you know, we're Leeds by name. We are the Yorkshire franchise. Well, and now, as Lisa mentioned, there's been more work from a pathway side. So we're kind of covering Yorkshire and the northeast. So really, we've kind of embraced a huge community, which hopefully going forward is a real positive. I know already there's been, you know, Lisa as general manager has been, you know, up in the northeast, and obviously with our colleagues in Yorkshire, and there's, you know, there's huge positivity about how it looks from a community perspective, from a pathway perspective, and, you know, kind of engagement from Super League. So yeah, it's all positive stuff.
Lisa, how are you finding the wonderful northeast fans so far, as obviously part of that pathway side? Because we haven't even got Team Northumbria these days.
No, I think, to be fair, it's come a bit full circle. So I'm from Darlington originally, so the northeast isn't a stranger to me. But also, I used to work way back in the day as part of Yorkshire Jets, so I understand. I kind of get the empathy of what it feels like to lose a franchise, I think, and also the importance of having that Super League provision in the area. So I think us being able to offer that for the Northeast is really important. And the conversations we've had so far have been really engaged. And I think there's a lot of positive kind of discussion in terms of how we can just grow what's already a great foundation of netball in that region. I think because they've had to kind of been supported by the regional board for so long, there's a lot of really good foundation work that's been done up there. So we're just kind of there to complement that, really. We're not there to kind of reinvent the wheel. We're not there to kind of do anything completely groundbreaking. I think we're just there to enhance the offer and have that elite offer. And obviously, we want to encourage those fans to get to games and kind of look at the, you know, long-term future of what we could do with that region.
Dan, this can be controversial when I ask it to franchise directors and obviously managers as well, but how do you think the changes will benefit the league this year? There's one.
We're a 1,000,000% behind kind of the vision. And I do think, yeah, I think it's going in the right direction. I think we've seen, hopefully, you know, from our perspective, we've seen kind of the engagement, as I've said, from a club perspective and where we're trying to get to. So, like, commercially, you know, it's not easy. It's not easy, and we're working hard. You know, Lisa and the rest of the guys are working really hard from that perspective to make sure that, first of all, ourselves as a club and Leeds Rhinos Netball is a going concern in that sense, and trying to bring kind of, you know, the finances in to fund the vision. I think that's a major point. But in terms of what we're seeing so far, you know, I think, you know, there's the momentum behind it. As you'll have seen, you know, there's a lot more games now, and it was great to see an announcement a few weeks ago that there'll be even more games on TV. So yeah, it's a real positive. I think that discussing it, you know, with the girls as well, I think they see that, obviously, from a professionalisation stance, clearly that we know that there's benefits around that in terms of kind of the model changing towards, you know, making sure these athletes can hopefully perform at the highest level. So the on-court kind of experience, I guess, is at the highest level from an elite sport perspective, and then it's kind of down to the league and the teams themselves to make the game days big and better than they've ever been, I guess.
And it's not just about single players, but the importance, really, of maintaining Jiva.
Yeah, that's very important. Like you said, you know, it's never about individuals, and Jiva's probably the first one to say that herself.
Yeah.
You know, it's the team. But again, clearly we know what Jiva can do on the court, but, you know, she also brings a lot off the court as well. But we've also seen, and, you know, Lisa herself will have seen, she's very close to the team. We've also seen this year quite a few of the players already in leadership positions themselves really step up. So we kind of, well, from our perspective, you know, we've discussed it internally, and it's real positive to, we feel we've got a team that kind of understand where we want to go, the ethos of the wider club. So yeah, Jeeva's, you know, it's fantastic to retain her. But again, as you mentioned, you know, she's part of the wider team. And as I said, she'll be the first to say that.
Lisa, obviously Leeds Foundation and Leeds Rhinos Foundation, and obviously the community as well, are part of this as well. It's just really, really important that you've got strong connections there in place.
It definitely is. And I think we've done a lot of work, you know, over the past 4 seasons to really embed that community offer across Yorkshire. And as I said, we're kind of like branching out into the northeast now. But I think the work that the foundation does is so important in that grassroots level for netball and that entry level participation, and the work in terms of just trying to take netball to different groups and different areas of Leeds and also Yorkshire as a whole is really important. We know kind of the stereotypes around netball, and we know that sometimes they're quite reinforced. And if you look probably at the more top end of the game, quite a few of those stereotypes are still there. And we want to try and break those down and be offering netball to anyone that wants to have the opportunity. And that's not an overnight thing. There's a lot of work that needs to be done in the, you know, over the next 10 years. That's something that's just going to grow and grow in terms of how we can really embed netball in the communities in Yorkshire and the Northeast. But the foundation do a great job, and obviously the ability to be able to offer netball and rugby and also just the other elements of multi-sport and education that the foundation offer is a great tool to have in a franchise. And I think it makes us quite unique as Leeds Rhinos to have that opportunity to kind of draw on those resources and the skill sets that we have from the staff that work there.
Well, I mean, we've certainly seen that grow since 2021, haven't we?
Yeah, definitely. And each year it grows and grows. And I think, you know, it's difficult when you're a brand new franchise kind of embedding those roots in a county and region that probably have already got a lot of that foundation already laid, and how we can make sure that, again, similar to the conversation about the Northeast, we're complementing it. We don't want to have that it's us or them. We want to be all pulling in the same direction. So there's been a lot of work and a lot of conversations with the regional board and England Netball staff just to make sure that we can make that as seamless as possible. But year on year, it grows in terms of the number of camps we do. We hold residentials annually now for kind of a 4-day period through the summer. We have Rhinos Challenge, which is growing in strength year on year with kind of, you know, 90 plus teams in attendance from all over the country. That's not just drawing on teams from Yorkshire. So the Rhinos brand is really strong now in netball. And I think that's been testament to being able, you know, the last few years taking netball around all the counties in Yorkshire. We've had games in Hull, we've had games in Sheffield, Huddersfield. So really being able to draw on that fan base from across the region rather than just in the city.
And Dan, more so than ever, really, it's about getting new fans to games. Maybe instead of just going on your own, take your friends, take your whole netball team, isn't it? And I assume deals will be in place for group bookings.
Absolutely, yeah. I think that's a positive thing that we've seen in the past. We know the netball community like a good match day experience. It's been great, you know, the games that we've had. As Lisa mentioned, we've been around the county, and that's been fantastic. The big games we've had at the First Direct Arena, which will be obviously happening again, and there'll be 2 big arena games coming up this season. So yeah, you know, you can get in touch with us for groups. As I said, you know, it's going to be a real positive match day experience, and I think that's going to be right across the league, and that's what we're excited for this year. I think the games, as you know, we've kind of built, are going to be bigger and better in terms of the experience. So all the young fans across the county, you know, would welcome to come along and hopefully you know, be fans for the future.
tickets.rhinosnetball.co.uk for more information. Dan and Lisa, you don't need me to say it, but good luck for the season.
Thank you, Andy.
Thank you.
Appreciate that.
The Netball Show is now also available via Sky Q and Sky Glass. Select sport and we're on the podcasts rail.